does your Chinese zodiac say about you? We are officially in the year of the snake now. Every single year, obviously, it changes. You turn into each year based off your birth year is dedicated to a different animal. And then what that animal represents is supposed to be what you represent based on your birth year.
And we're not going to say your birth year
Don't worry.
As the youngest on the show, I don't mind, but it's fine if you want to put it out there.
Matt, by far, when he gave me his birth year, I was like, what?
He's like, it's the elephant.
What? I was like, oh boy.
He just called me fat.
That was hurtful. What
did he say? He said, he's the elephant.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know how many compliments I give Matt now that he lost 5,000 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, one.
Yeah.
I say it all the time.
That one, over and over.
I say it all the time.
It's the same one, though.
And it's backhanded.
And it's not nice. It is not.
Why is that backhanded?
No. You lost 500 pounds? Yeah. 5,000 pounds?
Or 5,000 pounds?
Remember you're like, I used to do it to Matt, too. Remember you're like a disgusting obese person?
Yes.
You remember when you were a fat hippopotamus?
Remember that time?
Yeah. Remember if it's good times.
What I'm saying, you look better.
All right, so
Am I right? The elephant?
No, I do know your birth years, so I'm just going to tell you what animal you are. Jared, you are the monkey. Nope, he's not. That's the current year.
Okay, that's projecting. Somebody's a snake.
Well, you don't even know what snake means.
Mr. Goodman.
Well,
I'm just thinking, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, you're the monkey. Did you already know that about yourself?
Nope.
Okay, according to the Chinese zodiac, you are the monkey. Well, let's see how true this is for you. Like their animal totem, monkey people will astound you with their emotional intelligence.
Thank you.
Or literally throw their S at you.
Yes.
Both.
Extreme.
I do both.
Extreme is their method, and they are equally capable of kindness and cruelty.
Yes.
Yes.
Devotion and apathy.
Yes.
Quick to start.
Shut up, Jason. Let me answer.
We're both saying yes.
Let me answer first.
Quick to start. And equally quick to abandon.
Yes. No.
Their agile minds crave challenge.
Yep.
And their fickle hearts, fresh pain.
Yes.
Mm. I don't have a fickle heart.
Fresh pain.
You like the pain.
I don't like the pain. I just have a lot of pain.
You find the pain.
You find the
pain. Yeah, the pain finds you.
The pain finds me. I do not like it, and I'm not fickle. I'm more steady in a lot of things. When it comes to relationships, like I'm like, this is what it should be. Let's stay in this. Mm. And then the pain comes. I'm like,
Okay. So that's
But the
you.
One thing, the abandon thing, not true. Everything
what
else
is it?
Is either quickly to something and or abandon. I don't do the abandon thing. I don't abandon
quick
people.
Quick to start.
I don't think it has to be people.
Or things. Yeah.
Yeah. Quick to start.
If we're going to do something, let's do it.
Quick to start, equally quick to abandon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's Jared, and your Chinese zodiac is the monkey.
I mean, I can ask somebody, they're like, hey, you know, they say it's something's happened, like something that we're going to do with somebody or whatever. And after time, it's like, this just isn't working. I'm like, no, but let's keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, but no, like, literally, you can't do it anymore. The thing, the business is closed. I'm like, no, but let's just keep doing it. And they're like, why?
Why?
I'm like, okay. I feel weird about that type of stuff.
Okay. So you're kind
of. But yeah, I think a lot of that's true.
All right. My birth year, according to the Chinese zodiac, I am the rooster, also known as the cock.
Well, I thought it'd be Jason, but that's fine.
They did change it recently because it always only used to be the cock, according to the Chinese calendars that we would see all the time. Now they just called the rooster because, you know, I think people got offended. Anyway, the rooster, clairvoyant and calculating. Roosters see what others can't and accomplish what others only wistfully muse about. Their social skills, including reading the minds of strangers and plotting the downfall of competitors.
Well, now we found one we can agree with.
She's like the best out of all of them so far, except for the end.
I was pretty good.
Adventurous and energetic, they struggle with feelings of impatience.
Yep.
And bursts of tactless criticism.
Yep. Are you serious?
I'm like, that is spot on. That is who I am. It's like, I am the rooster.
Katie the cock.
That's right. Katie the cock. Rooster, if you're being all PC.
Yeah.
Right. So then we are going to go to the other animals. Jason, you
the
are.
Tiger.
The rat.
Jason is.
The miniature ant.
No. No. Surprisingly.
The lion.
Close.
Really?
You are the tiger.
Oh,
I was. I said tiger.
You are the tiger. Jason.
Can you feel the love tonight?
That movie's literally called The Lion King.
The Lion King. Not the Tiger King.
Zero
tigers
in the movie. No tiger in the movie.
You're more like Joe Exotic.
There was a tiger in the... What's the difference?
There's a tiger in the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
No, or like
he was the bad guy.
Yeah. I thought a tiger's a female lion or something like that.
No!
I love that.
I'm isolating the hell out of that.
I love that you said that.
They're from different continents originally.
No. No. Do you think like a cat is a female dog? I mean, hold on a second.
He might.
This, Jason's right. theme song. Because I saw a tiger. Not really.
Yeah. God, that's the best ballad of all time.
I know.
And so good.
I was so distraught that he didn't really sing it. Joe Exotic.
I ruined that for you. I'm sorry.
He legit just asked if a tiger was a female lion.
And we should not just pass by that too quickly.
Right.
Sorry.
Matt, I am not kidding you. You sound exactly like Timon right now. Just like Timon.
Which is the Lion King. That's a good sound effect, Jason.
Yeah. Okay.
You typed in female lion, and they had a tiger sound come up. Weird.
All right. Jason.
I'm ready for you, Katie.
Excuse you.
Jeez. Sorry.
Ambitious and impulsive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, tigers never fail to leave an impression. Comfortable inventing rules.
Inventing rules. Yes, you are.
And imposing their will upon others.
Yeah.
These powerful cats know what they want and are adept at getting it. Yep. They would be wise to remember that there is a fine line, aka a very vast difference, between confidence and conceit.
Mm-hmm. Did you write mine or was that in the thing?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
That's remarkably accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought mine was accurate as hell.
I mean, I didn't even think they had the zodiac sign when Jason was born, but
I had to really deep dive.
Way back.
Wow. Wait a second.
It was chiseled.
Swipe, 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 swipe. I need another screen.
Okay, so Matt, based on your birth year, the Chinese zodiac, you are the
hippopotamus.
Dragon. Oh. He's the dragon. Reckless romantics. Dragons seek great escapes and doomed love affairs.
Seems inaccurate.
Idealistic to the point of self-sabotage, they live aloft on the belief that perfect is possible, waiting for them around the next questionable corner. Short-fused and long-winded, they make for entertaining, albeit exhausting, company.
I don't think that's you.
He's
long-winded sometimes.
People in my life feel that way.
Yeah. Do they really?
Long-winded? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's long. When he goes, sorry, Matt. He has a short fuse at times, and
it's seasonal.
When he goes to explain something relatively not that big, he really puts out a lot of detail.
Yeah.
For a while.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, there's been plenty of times that family members, friends of mine. If I get into it, they're like, "Can I just have the quick version?
Can I opt out?
Yeah. Can I just give me the main
I'm surprised
point
by
you
that.
Go
okay.
into.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
But I don't think all the reckless love affair. I don't.
No. Yeah, I don't think
I was in college.
Because I mean, I never like got into relationships with people. Oh. Like I had a 3-year relationship in high school, and when that ended, not great. I was like, I don't really want to do this again. Mm-hmm. I dated one other person before I dated Hannah. Now, I went on dates with people.
Right.
But as far as considering us like boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing, there was only one other person that I did that with. And I kind of got tricked into that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who, Hannah?
No. No, it was a girl that I was kind of seeing. And then she came to the house and my mom invited her on a family beach trip.
That's right.
Oh.
And my uncles were like, bro, what's she doing? And I'm like, I don't know. Because now I have to invite her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so then she came. And while we were there, she was like, I really just want to get into a relationship. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want that. And then I kind of got tricked into it on the beach trip.
Yeah. Thanks,
and
mom.
We made it 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mom
was like, did you get some? And I was like, yeah,
oh my gosh. Our moms could not be. Both our moms are cool, but.
We have very different mothers.
Very different mothers, yeah. Yes.
She's like, would you get some? You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, not the point.
All right. And then I did ask.
She has lookout.
I asked intern Jaylen, and he is, according to the Chinese zodiac and his birth year, the horse.
The horse.
Expressive and magnetic horse people easily draw friends, benefactors, and glowing reviews. Suspicion tells me Gaston from Beauty and the Beast was horseborn. This is according to the person.
Okay.
Right. Naturally inclined toward athletics and general excellence, they are easy to envy but hard to hate. Their challenge is to use their popularity to question rather than further the status quo. So you should be the change.
I see some of those. I wouldn't say I'm popular. I do. Most of the people that are friends with me, I attracted them. Like I don't usually go looking for friends.
Mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
The athletic part.
Jason had to pay for his. So that's
and yeah, that's well, college. Well, yeah, well, it's a fraternity.
Okay,
fraternity.
Whatever.
Bonding together.
Whatever you want to call it.
Hurtful.
Okay.
Pay to play. But he does. It gets positive reviews. We tell him before. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, like he's been a very good intern.
Yes, and magnetic. I definitely expressive and magnetic.
Yeah,
and
the athletics parts who I work out. Okay. Daily and,
okay, you don't have to.
Okay, now it's getting obnoxious.
Yeah. So.